Blog Talk Radio.
Just believe in me.
Know what I mean?
Just believe.
This shit right here just ain't about me.
Believe what you feel.
It's about a whole motherfucking community.
Believe in your heart. Believe in me.
Rose City.
Just believe.
Fucking love this shit.
They felt we never make it. Forget about the future. Dead dreams in the hole. Boy, your niggas got a shooting. Jail time and drugs. State's attorney prosecution. Probation and parole. Sometimes we feel useless. Brother gave me strength. In and out the system. Still kept it tight. Knowing one day I listen. The evil's in my vision. God's on my side. Been on my grizzly. Me and God on the grind. On and off the pipe. Gold star to the white stone. CT to NY. I'll see y'all. This my fight song. Believing ain't enough. It take a little faith. You keep me in them cuffs. Tell wifey take the safe. It rained 100 days. I survived the drought. Plus the fate of your haters. But plans to take me out. My heart pump realness. Ain't nothing pretty. Enough. I'm under 6 feet. Tell the whole world shit.
Never gonna lose. Believe in me. What is the day one?
Believe what you feel, not what you see.
Yep.
Believe in your heart,
Friends and family, welcome to another episode of Miller Time Radio. I appreciate you guys. It's a blustery night out there, let me tell you. First of all, I like to say, man, this is one of those type of nights out in New England where, man, we just hope and pray that everyone has a place to stay, man, tonight, because a warm place to stay, because, man, it's blustery out there tonight. Whew. But anyways, we got another great show lined up for you guys here on Miller Time Radio. I'm excited, I'm giddy about this great show we're going to have today. First of all, before we bring this guest on today's show, I just want to send a special shout-out to Monday Night Show. We had a great show on Frank Rams and Curtis Goodwin of New London, which is the founders of the New London Talent Show. Listen, it's March 14th. You guys, make sure you get your tickets. The tickets are going quick, you know. Shout out to Fred Graham, you know, Jelani Fletcher, Harvey Knowles for coming on Miller Time Radio Plus the Airways, man. Definitely want to send a shout out to you brothers, man. Tonight's show. Obviously, you guys know what you're listening to. We've got this young man, which is a 2014 NFA graduate, should I say great. Right now, he's a freshman running back at a prestigious Boston College in Massachusetts. This young man has broken all kind of records at Northbury Academy. He took him to, I believe, the championship game. You know, I'm actually blessed to because he graduated with my son Desmond Miller, Ramel Williams. Ebo Rivera, some of these young men that I've actually got a chance to watch since they were babies grow up in this community, okay, every day playing from football to AAU, and I'm particularly, you know, saying proud of this young man, you know, from just what he comes from, where he's come, and where he's going. You know, he's actually, so many people can't say from Military Academy that they have a 100-yard rushing game under their belt, all right? In their first year. So we're definitely proud of him. He has a 3.1 GPA. So he's doing it. This is football, okay? This is all football season. So he definitely takes care of business. This young man at Rose City, very proud and blessed. Let me stop talking. I'm going to bring on the star of the hour, Marcus Outlaw, to Miller Time Radio. Marcus, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Leonard. What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, let me tell you, I get all giddy and blessed. I look at you. Listen, we watched you guys at 7, 8 years old, man, grow up, and now you guys have grown up to be, you know, strong young men in the community, you know, humble backgrounds, you know. And my first question to you, okay, I'm going to start with this question. You know, when you got that first 100-yard rushing game, right, when you went back to your dorm, after you know, all the emotion and everything kind of died down, what did it feel? What was your emotion, man? I have to ask.
Well, you know, prior to that, you know, I literally I would tell you I came from the bottom, you know, with this Division I life. You know, the first four or five games, you know, I was, you know, putting in work in practice, and, you know, I felt like I should have been out there, but, you know, my coaches just felt like it wasn't my time, and that was different for me, you know, especially coming from high school to, you know, we're playing every snap, and, you know, you working so hard on the college ranks and, you know, getting accustomed to the speed, you know, developing physically and getting the plays and such down. You know, it was tough for me because, you know, the first four games, you know, like I said, I wasn't really seeing the field. You know, I had a clean jersey the whole game. So, you know, that's something, you know, I wasn't used to. But, you know, it's just exercising patience and, you know, and keeping the faith in your craft and you know, trusting in God and, you know, banking on, you know, the reason that he's brought you to this place. And, you know, I just stayed hungry and you know, competed in practice, and I got my number called in the main game. First, you know, getting, I think it was like a 30-yard reception or something like that. And, you know, that's kind of when my coach was like, you know, he's proven that, you know, he wants to stay on the field, so let's keep him on the field. Let's see how he does. And I think I finished with about 15 carries for 107 yards and something. I had the, you know, the pivotal catch in the game. But, you know, when I was out there, you know, I knew I was ready. You know, I worked so hard, you know, with my craft.
And that was going to lead up to my next question. Was that the moment, you know, after all the hard work that you put in the off season, and you finally, it almost kind of validated, you say, man, is this my moment. I've arrived. I've proven myself. I can play here at this level.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just being out there, you know, I wasn't really nervous because, you know, I felt like I was ready and I was comfortable to be in that situation. So, you know, just me being out there, I was just focusing on the task at hand, you know, whether I was, you know, running hard or coming out of the backfield for a catch or, you know, getting the option. So when I was out there, you know, it was just all business to me. You know, you and my dad, you know, you guys have taught me, you know, when you get the opportunity, you get your chance, you go take it and you don't let, you know, anything stop you from that. So when I was out there, you know, that was just my main focus. But, you know, after the game, that's when it kind of hit me. You know, I was the first 100-yard game by a freshman since Montel Harris in 2007. So, you know, that was just a crazy feeling. But, you know, it was just just such a blessing, and how everything played out and led up to that point was just great.
Now, you obviously, you know, obviously there was a big adjustment for you, you know, from you know, small North Street Academy to big, you know, big campus life in Boston. What were some of the big adjustments that you had to make? You know, because obviously, Marcus, you know, there's a lot of young men that are looking up to you. They're following your footsteps. You know, they're constantly looking at your profile. What's some of the things your adjustments that kind of, you know, some things that you had to, some tough things, it was kind of tough at first, but you kind of weathered the storm because you didn't have any experience in. Just give to people some of the things that you had to work through maybe that first semester.
Definitely the amount of the workload, you know, that involves football and class, because, you know, you're up here to be a student athlete. You're not just up here on the luxury of football. You also have to perform well in the classroom. So, you know, when people used to tell me that Division I was truly a job, you know, I kind of let it go in one ear out the other. But, you know, it really is like that. You know, a lot of people, you know, they see, you know, you just performing on Saturdays and they see, you know, all the gear and stuff you get, but you really have to, you know, work really hard and put in the time to, you know, reap the benefits of your hard work. As far as on the football field, you know, it was definitely the physicality, the speed. You know, I have linebackers and DNs and D tackles, you know, keeping up with me and trying to run me down. And linemen, you know, screaming at me when I make the wrong read, and, you know, just little things like that. Because, you know, everyone at the Division I level, you know, they take their craft so serious. And this is because you're surrounded by a whole bunch of guys, you know, where this is what they love to do and this is what they want to excel at. But, you know, the speed and the speed, you know, came you know, with practices and you know, just with being around it every day and the physicality, you know, the weight room program that, you know, we have up here is, you know, structured to where, you know, you fit in physically. You might not think so, but when, you know, when you get out there and you have to go block someone head up, you know, it definitely shows, and you kind of run back to the huddle, and you're like, oh, my goodness, you know, I just did that. So then that just helps you, you know, build your confidence.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
what's the culture like as far as the locker room? Did it take some time for you to feel like a part of the, like, the BC family? You know, how's the coaching treating you? You know, they're giving you, you feel like they're giving you, an equal chance as, you know, everybody else? How's everything with you?
Yeah, I mean, I committed to BC my junior year, so and a big part of me committing early was the coaching staff, and you know, that was at a time where the year before that they were 2-10, so it was basically it was just me relying on faith. You know, people were kind of like, oh, why BC? Like, you know, they were horrible the year before, and especially, you know, with having 31 other full scholarship offers, it was just kind of me, you know, believing in the system and believing what they were going to tell me. And, you know, I felt like they were committed to me. So, you know, the least I could do is be committed to them. You know, I'm very close with my coaches and, you know, they believe, you know, heavily in me and they gave me the shot, you know, and didn't come as soon as I wanted to. But I'm happy, you know, it played out the way it did because it showed, you know, my patience and not to let, you know, an obstacle, you know, slow you down. And you know, you just got to get around it and get right back on your path and stay hungry and stay competitive. And, you know, they gave everyone, I would say, the shot that they deserve.
And that's just, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned that, your patience, you know. And I just definitely have, you know, just your humble background, your humble upbringing, you know. Just talk, you know, because, you know, we live in this new, I'm a little older, obviously. I'm about to be 36 next month. So there's this culture of today of just me. It's all about me. Me, and when I look at you, you're like a perfect example of it's not about you. You know, you're still, you know, a very humble guy. And just talk about, you know, your family as well. Shout out to Pop Dukes and Mom Dukes.
Oh,
you know, they raised a great, humble young man, you know. Just talk a little bit about that and how that's helped you, you know, in your development as well.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, my family is a huge part of, you know, why I am, you know, the man I am today. You know, they've always kept me grounded. They've always taught me to go get things, you know, with hard work and with dedication and not, you know, look for easy ways out of achieving your dream. Because, you know, if you want to achieve something, you can't necessarily focus on me. You have to, you know, focus on, you know, helping others and trying to figure out ways to use that to better yourself. Because, you know, when you do those things, you know, it doesn't go unnoticed and people, you know, like they like when people can give back to others and really, you know, focus on, you know, impacting other people's lives. So that just, you know, comes a long way with you know, with achieving dreams. And my parents, you know, Thomas and Sarita, you know, they just helped me, you know, stay grounded. You know, when I felt like I got too high, you know, they always remind me, you know, your fall could be even higher. So, you know, you just got to keep your head on straight and just keep, they use this reference of keeping your horse blinders on, you know, whether that's, you know, for some people being a lawyer, you know, being a musician, you know, you getting this, the radio talk show kicked off, you know, just keep your horse blinders on and, you know, don't focus on your race, you know, because, you know, that's what horses do. You know, they don't have the time to look at other horses. They just know what's in front of them and they got to achieve it. So, you know, I keep that reference that my parents give me, and I use that with everyday life, you know, whether that's getting an A or, you know, whether that's, you know, getting a touchdown this game. And They're a huge reason of, you know, why I'm the man I am today.
Amen to that. And I got to send a special shout out to little sister Bria, which is, I think she's like second in the league in scoring in the ECC. She's getting buckets. Buckins.
Yes, so she is.
Yes, definitely. And talk a little bit, obviously, you know, your second family, you know, your NFA family, you know, just some of the people, mm-hmm. you know, just growing up through the years, man. You know, obviously, they went to the, I believe, the championship game this year. Your ex running partner in crime. You know, I think he had a 300-yard rushing game to get to the playoffs. So it's kind of So, just talk about the family, man. You know, that everyone misses you now. Obviously, everyone's growing and going to their next levels of life, and that's just how life goes. But mm-hmm. just, you know, we all go back to the memories, man, the good memories, man. Just talk about that stuff.
Yeah, crazy that you say, you know, everyone's moving on. You know, I can remember just yesterday, you know, me and Dez running around playing rec. And, you know, it's just crazy how you know, time flies. But, you know, all the people
me and Dez
that oh, yeah, man. I can remember like it was just yesterday. But, you know, it's just it's just crazy how time flies and you know, the people that I grew up with and shared experiences with is another reason why, you know, I am who I am today. You know, I can't thank NFA enough for, you know, the resources and you know, just helping me, you know, achieve academic excellence at an early age, you know, preparing me for college and giving me, you know, the gateway of playing premier athletics, you know, in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And you know, Coach Davis and Mr. Iovino and Mr. Makowicki and all my teachers in there have been a positive influence on my life, you know, along with my family. And you know, everyone that has been supporting me through the years. You know, I've been through ups and downs and, you know, just everyone who sticks by me and gives me 100% support, you know, I can't thank you guys enough. And you know, I really appreciate showing love and, you know, I'm one of those kids where I'll never forget, you know, what helped me get to, you know, eventually where my dream is going to be. So, you know, I'm always, you know, thankful and blessed for anyone, you know, that give positive input in my life. And, you know, I'm just so blessed to have such a strong corner.
Amen to that. And now you're a celebrity now. You know, you're like you're a hometown celebrity. Come back home, everybody gives you love. Everybody gapping you up, telling you how great you are. Pumping you up. Now Marcus, you're setting such a big influence on, you know, these younger kids, these 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids that are coming up in the pretty much the same football league you came up in. And now they can look at and inspire and say, wow, he's playing big-time football. He's getting a free education. Mm-hmm. That guy's going to be somebody. Is that a lot of pressure? You know, some people feel that's pressure. A good pressure, bad pressure. But just what do you feel about that, just being a positive role model?
Yeah, I would say, you know, before around my junior year when I started to be, you know, recognized on the national stage and you know, the pressure of, you know, feeling like winning a state championship and going into senior year with football, you know, the pressure definitely was getting to me a little bit. You know, I don't mm-hmm. like to, you know, put on the persona of having people, you know, view me and see that, you know, the pressure was getting to me. But, you know, when I got home, you know, I was talking to my parents. I was like, you know, guys, this is a lot. You know, I'm not sure, you know, if I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after having a long talk with them, you know, some people are destined for this and some people aren't. And, you know, I feel like I'm one of those guys where this is going to be my purpose in life. You know, I'm going to use my sport and who I am as a character, you know, to reach out to people in other ways and not just, you know, not just be labeled as an athlete. You know, I want to, you know, give back to community.
Amen.
I want to, you know, provide charities for people. So, you know, this is who I think I'm going to be, you know, and how I'm seeing everything play out and looking back on things, you know, this is who I am. And, you know, I feel like it's a good pressure. You know, I know there's a whole bunch of people watching me and, you know, I have little siblings, so, you know, they're directly right there. So I know I have to, you know, put on, just be a good example and just make sure every decision that I process it, and I make sure, you know, is this what I want to do? What could jeopardize, you know, this and that? You know, I live every day, you know, have fun, but, you know, I know when business is business, and I know, you know, when to have fun. And I keep all those things into consideration when making my decisions.
That's what I'm talking. That's how grown men do, take care of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other stuff will come later on. But, you know, to talk about, you know, Marcus, you've got maybe 5 minutes left to go on the show. Talk a little bit now, you know, you got a little taste of success and some people want more, man. Do you have any personal goals going forward? You know, obviously next year you've got the new football season. You're going to be a sophomore and obviously you're going to have new goals. For a couple of minutes, just talk about maybe some personal goals, man, you want to accomplish, man, for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this year I kind of, you know, just looked at it as getting my feet wet.
Right.
I saw the speed. I saw, you know, I'm physically there. I'm in the best shape of my life right now. You know, I've been down to Florida State, rushed for about, I don't know, 80 yards on about 11 carries.
Yes,
you know, at that time they were the number three team in the nation. I scored against Virginia Tech. You know, I've been a part of a USC upset. So, you know, the getting your feet wet part, you know, the introduction, you know, that's behind me. You know, it's always going to be there. But, you know, this year, you know, I'm trying to take it. You know, I've had a talk with my coaches, and, you know, they feel like, you know, this is my year where I'm going to take off. And I told them, you know, I'm willing to put in the work and sacrifice to make sure that happens. So, you know, one goal for me this year is – If I can accomplish everything, you know, which I'm praying and believing in, I want to get 1,000 yards rushing, and I want to get about 500, 600 yards receiving in one season and just do that consistently. Yeah, you know, I've always been the type to set my standards high.
You talk about a baby with Damian Thompson right there.
That's
big boy number.
Yeah, man, I set my standards high and, you know, I feel like if you set your standards high, you know, that gives you, you know, more of desire and passion, you know, to go get it. I feel like, you know, if you set your standards too low or you feel like, well, I don't know if I can get that done, then, you know, that defeats the purpose of you, you know, really dreaming and having, you know, the desire to be great. You know, in my previous year, you know, the one that just passed, you know, I had goals of, you know, just scoring my first touchdown, get that out the way. I did that. Playing in big games, you know, rushing for a certain amount of yards, I did all that. So, you know, this year is my takeoff year. And how my coaches said, you know, they don't plan on me coming off the field this year on offense. And they're going to, you know, do everything in their power for me to shine. So if I have the right people, you know, backing me up and my teammates believing in me through proving myself, which I've already done, you know, why not go out there and achieve, you know, the dreams that you've had? So, you know, that's pretty much, you know, my upcoming, you know, goals for this season. And I've been working really hard in the off season to, you know, accomplish those.
Wow, that's dope. Yo, that's dope. And that's why people love you, man. Just the humbleness and the work ethic and just the hungriness, man. See, that's you know, that's stuff of legend right there. And, you know, Marcus, before, you know, just, I want you just to kind of wrap the show up, you know. Ascent shout-out, you know, you got the floor, man. You know, you got the floor, man, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, man. Anything, any last messages to the young folk out there, to, you know, whatever, man.
Yeah.
What's yours?
You know, just, you know, young fellas out there, you know, young ladies, whoever happens to be listening, you know, just chase your dream no matter what. You know, don't let anyone, you know, tell you what you can and cannot do. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's you and yourself and your path. You're going to write it. You know, you're going to make decisions on how you want to make them. But, you know, if you have a dream in mind, you know, just keep focused and just keep that dream in front of you and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And, you know, just keep faith and if you have people in your corner that believe in you, you know, let them help you get to where you want to be, and you know, just keep your horse blinders on and just keep running.
Amen. You got any shout outs? Mom, pops, man, what's up, baby sister? What's good? Send them shout outs, man.
Yeah, you know, my parents, they know how much, you know, they mean to me, and you know, I love them. I love my family, my brothers, my sister. You know, I appreciate guys like you that have helped me grow up. So, you know, I just thank you guys, for, you know, for sticking to my corner and helping me become the man I am today. Much love.
Yeah, listen, Marcus, I just look at you as one of my kids, man. Just watching you grow up, just a great young man, type of man I would want my daughter to come home with, point blank, man. You keep living your dreams, and Gold City is going to be following, supporting, and screaming at the TV, all that stuff, man. And most importantly, Marcus, get in your education. Get in your education.
Oh, yeah,
you know what
definitely.
I'm saying? That's what it's all about, my friend. You know, God bless. We'll keep watch. Keep an eye on you. Mom, pops, little sis, y'all have a blessed night, man. Mom, just take it easy, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, we out. One love. Yo, this is Miller Time Radio, man. This is why I love what I do, man. This is just, you know, how could you not, you know, just be a part I'm just so emotional right now, you know, just watch this young man grow up, you know, and just fight a whole bunch of obstacles and go on to live out his dreams. By no means is it easy. Working hard, there's going to be speed bumps, stay patient, grind. Eventually, you're going to get your shot, man. That's a hell of a story. And most importantly is he's from the road. Road City, shout out, man. It's Millertown Radio, man. I love what I do, man. Shout out to the Outlaw family, you know. This is Millertown Radio, man. We're going to send y'all out with my man, Ty, Rose City. Yo, man, this is Just Believe, man. Yo, Rose City love. This is Millertown Radio. We out.
Just believe in me.
You know what I mean?
Just believe.
This shit right here just ain't about me.
Believe what you feel.
It's about a whole motherfucking community.
Believe in your heart, believe in me.
Rose City.
Believe in me.
Fucking love this shit.
Bet we never make it. Forget about the future. Dead dreams in the hole. Boy, your niggas got a shooting. Jail time and drugs. State's attorney prosecution. Probation and parole. Sometimes we feel useless. Brother gave me strength. In and out the system. Still kept it tight. Knowing one day I listen. The evil's in my vision. God's on my side. Been on my grizzly. Me and God on the grind. On and off the pipe. Gold star to the white stone. CT to NY. I'll see y'all. This my fight song. Believing ain't enough. It take a little faith. You keep me in them cuffs, tell wifey take the safe. Yeah. It rained 100 days, I survived the drought. Yeah. Plus the fate of your haters, but plans to take me out.
Nah.
My heart pump realness, ain't nothing pretty. Nah. If I'm under 6 feet, tell the whole world
never gonna lose. Believe in me. What is the day one?
Believe what you feel, not what you see.
Yeah.
Believe in your heart.
Niggas.
They said we couldn't cake it. Poverty's meant for us. Pick up some robberies. Feds are sinful. Knocks in a cipher like in 2D. 3 or 4 keys. Got 2 or 3 Gs. Get in, get out. That's OG fashion. Maintain without the app. Gotta calm down the passion. We became owners. Had a strong arm to work. 24 hours hand to hand on the first. Same gear as the third. I don't do rest. Neither do I sleep. All I need is 2 breaths. Gotta believe what you see. That Ben C. Okay, parking on the curb, sweet. Sour for my niggas, Moscato for my woman. Respect from my hood, told me to go get em. Feel like I'm chosen, caught a bus quickly. If I'm under 6 feet, tell the whole road to
me.
Never take this from us. Roast it.
Death's guaranteed, but life's what you make it. Any man can make a seed. Everybody claim real. Niggas, I hate to preach. You never sold a crumb, but a slug up in the street. I sat up in the pen, ate with the lifeless. Friday ain't a mars. I pray with the righteous. War within myself, personal jihad. The tongue becomes a bullet, your mind becomes the mag. Your heart becomes the trigger, the victim fights back. Your hands testify, these are fiction or it's fact. Believe cause you feel it, can't deny the truth. My fan base hood. the real niggas, what it do? Did it for the hustlers, gangsters included. Woman on the grind, who baby father don't do shit. Always on your side, lady don't leave me. Know these niggas scheming, fuck it, niggas see me. All we got is family, mix them with business. Cause when the top's cut, trust is him with them scissors. City on my back, royalty street team. This pure realness, part of the thief's theme. Under the set music, played in the yard. Success is realistic, just gotta go hard. Beginning to the end, ignored all the pity. Until I'm 6 feet, tell the whole road sit.